Father, we thank you for your sweet presence in your midst. As we enter the word this morning, we humble ourselves afresh under your mighty hand. I pray for fresh unction and anointing, firstly upon my heart and my lips, so I will speak indeed as I should as an oracle of God. Secondly, upon the ears and the hearts of all who will hear me, those who are physically present as well as those who will be hearing me remotely, electronically. So your word will flow freely from you through me to the people to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own in particular, to cause our wills to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I further pray as I speak, the power of the Holy Spirit be released in great as well as in sufficient measure, power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes and free men, so that they will become doers of the things that they hear and not hearers only. I also pray for mercy to be faithful, and I will deliver this word with precision, redeeming the time, saying only what you want me to say. Bring now the treasure of this word, things new and old, even as a scribe instructed under the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement with me receiving all the blessings mentioned in those prayers in their individual lives, all individually agreed and said, this morning we're going to continue our study in the book of Proverbs. In our last lesson, we finished Proverbs chapter 8, and we closed with a beautiful revelation and thought of the wisdom of God and how when we receive that wisdom in sufficient measure, it will cause us to inherit great riches, not for covetousness and not for the lust of the flesh, but to glorify God and to bring great blessing to humanity. In the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible prophesies this. It has not happened yet, not even under Solomon and David, which was the best we see in the Old Testament. He says that you will be head and not tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. And everything you set your hand to is successful. You will lend unto many nations. You will not borrow. That is still in our future. Like we're going to see later on this morning, you know, the majority, the greater part of our divine destiny is in the latter part of our lives. This is true individually, and is also true collectively as a church. This latter, we're now in the last days of the church. The church had 3 days. Israel had 4, making a total of 7 days, periods of about 1,000 years each. You know, we are now in the last day of the church. The church had the first day, which was from the day of Pentecost, what we call the first century, you know, the first 1,000 years. Then there was another 1,000 years till the year 2000. And now we're in the third 1,000 years. And it is amazingly, during this time, that majority of our prophetic destiny as written in God's word will be fulfilled. This is not strange. It's the same pattern with Jesus. Jesus fulfilled the majority of his prophetic destiny in the last 24 hours of his life, even though he lived for 33 years. So the first 30 years were really years of preparation, revelation, growth, and development. It was in the last 3 years that he began to fulfill the fullness of all the things that had been prophesied. And in particular, it was in the last 24 hours that he fulfilled the fullness of his prophetic destiny and his purpose for the earth, for coming to the earth. The same thing is true of all of us, you know, both collectively and individually. So we are expecting this great manifestation of this wealth that has never been seen before on the earth. We're not just going to be given wealth, we're going to create wealth with the wisdom of God. You know, and I by the grace and the mercy of God, I went through that in quite great detail, talking about the ability of the mind of Christ. I was sharing this with Pastor Wally. I think we were in London. I was telling him, you know, When I preached that, I preached it by revelation about 10 years ago. It was the year 2014. You know, people hadn't heard anything like that before. You know, incredible photographic memory, incredible language learning ability, incredible artistic ability, incredible musical ability, incredible mathematical ability. And I'm going to add something that I didn't put then, because revelation is continuous and progressive. Incredible physical strength. It was Brother Goki in the choir who sent me a text one day, and he said, "Pastor, you know, all this," he said, "but what of Samson's strength? Aren't we going to see that in the church?" And I said, "We very well might." You know, and I went to prayer, and God said, "Why not?" He said, "It's part of what I'm preaching. You know, I'm doing a series at the moment. It's probably going to take us into the end of 2024, probably is going to spill into 2025, you know, when I talk about the testimonies of God. Right now, we're in Abraham. We should do more of Abraham today. Possibly we'll finish Abraham today, but if we don't, then we move on to Joseph. Then from Joseph, we move to Moses. Then from Moses, we're going to move to Joshua and Caleb. From Joshua and Caleb, we're going to move to Ruth, Samson. Then from there, we go into David and Solomon, Elijah and Elisha. Then from there we move to Esther and Mordecai. And then from there we're going to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh man, talk about guys. Praise the Lord. You know, and then we cross over into the New Testament and look at Paul and John. You take all those guys together, you know where you got? The fullness of God. That is a deeper understanding of what the Bible means, is that might be filled with all the full. That's what he's talking about. All those things we see in all those characters will now be manifest through us. Come on. So we're just warming up. We, you know, the greatest years of our lives are ahead of us. And for those of us who are in our 60s, 70s, and 80s, don't die yet. Now you can, but as much as possible, don't. You know, you got too much in front of you. Our greatest years are ahead of us. I've been saying that for years, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's the truth. You know, and you find this is a pattern, you know, that, and it's not surprising, because it takes years to develop character and wisdom. It is the character and wisdom and the power that you store up over the years that will not be released in those last years for the manifestation. You see this in Jesus' life. Jesus was born of a virgin, you know, our blessed Holy Mother Mary. I believe in the Holy Mother too, very much. You know, great example to all of us. You know, but you see that there was an intercession of about 60 to 70 years just before he was born. You know, effected by Simeon and Anna. That intercession was critical before Jesus could be born. And all the things, the virgin birth, the delivery, the birth in Bethlehem, none of those things are accidental. They were all outworked by the power of God that had been released, that had been stored up years before of intercession. Nothing just happens, folks. You know, it takes a lot of prayer and intercession. So even for your own life personally too, you know, you've these first 20, 30 years of your Christian life, you're praying, you're doing a lot of praying in tongues, you're developing the fruit of the Spirit character. It's all a preparation for a release in the latter part of your years to fulfill the fullness of your destiny. And we'll talk about that later on, you know, today. So, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1, Solomon picks up the same thing. He's still talking about the wisdom of God, which he started talking about in chapter 8. Then he now goes prophetic. Let's read the first 5 verses to start with. Wisdom, I didn't hear you, hath builded a house, she hath hewn out her 7 pillars, she hath killed her beasts. That means things like cows and goats and bulls and bullocks. She hath mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon, everybody scream, highest! Because there are high places, then it is the highest. We're going to see that this morning if the Lord has mercy and allows me. You know, the highest places of the city there is the church. You know, about Zion, you know, symbolic of the church. The highest. And what she's saying, whoso is simple, let him come hither. Hither to where? Hither to the feast that wisdom has prepared. See, this is talking symbolically and prophetically of the coming Feast of Tabernacles, which we are in a degree now, but we're going to enter into its fullness. He says, you know, she's killed her animals. You know, when you want to have a party, you know, you have cows and goats and to give people meat, then you make a lot of soup, you know. Then she mingled her wine, you know, the wine that people are going to drink in the party, you know. She furnished her table. So she said, whoever is simple. I just got a text. You know what he just said to me? He said, they all are simple. So he's talking to all of us. You know, all men are simple. Relative to God and the wisdom of God. Most guys don't know anything. When they know a little bit of mathematics and they know a little bit of physics like me and so, we think we're smart, you know, but we're not. We'll see more of that later on. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear God, all that, you just have a head full of numbers. Whoso is simple, let him turn hither. Hither where? Here. Hither is Old English. Let him turn in here. Let him come to this feast of wisdom. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, she symbolizing the wisdom of God, come, eat of my bread. Again, symbolically about a feast. It's a spiritual feast, you know, even though he's using physical metaphors. Eat of my bread and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Forsake the... Let me stop there. And so we take it step by step. Verses 1 to 5 speaks prophetically of the feast of the wisdom of God, which is the